Welcome to It's Your Community with Vanessa Denha, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to It's Your Community. I'm Vanessa Denha Garmo here. My heart is healing. Power of the Mind. That is the book written by Ruth Ann Forrester and Henry Liebling, our guests here today. For several days, Henry had shortness of breath when he was lying down. And after a short visit to urgent care, he was immediately put into an ambulance and rushed to the hospital. He was admitted to the ICU and diagnosed with a heart failure, artificial fibrillation, and ventricle tachycardia. You're going to have to pronounce that for me, Henry, with issues with his heart. He was there for 13 days, and this began their journey as husband and wife to get Henry well. Please welcome Ruth Ann Forrester and Henry Liebling. How are you, Ruth Ann and Henry? Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you. We're glad to be here.
Thank you very much, Vanessa. And I think you're getting the words beautifully.
So, okay, you have to tell me exactly what you had, Henry. Recap for our listeners. What were you diagnosed with?
I was diagnosed with heart failure.
Okay.
Atrial fibrillation.
Also known as AFib.
Okay.
And ventricular tachycardia.
Tachycardia. That one tripped me up a little bit. Okay.
Yeah, what it is there's two chambers in the heart, we found out, and there's an upper chamber and a bottom chamber, and they weren't talking to each other. They were not in sync.
Oh, that's interesting. So, Henry, prior to this incident, Henry, did you have any inclination of any health issues, or was this kind of a shock to you?
This was a big shock to me. And okay. Yeah, definitely. And it really came about, there were about 4 or 5 days when I was lying down and I was experiencing this symptom of not easily breathing in bed, but I was flat in bed. That shortness of breath, which is an indicator. And what's interesting is when I'm sitting at a desk or walking, I didn't have that same indication, but lying flat in the bed, I did. And that became, maybe it's just time to pay attention and go to urgent care.
Yeah. So tell me, Ruth Ann and Henry, what inspired you two to want to write a book together about this experience?
Well, this whole process, when it started, it was very scary. And when you're going through this, you're given all this information to process about how you eat, exercise, the machines you need, not to mention, you know, just getting the person well. And we didn't mention that Henry wound up with a pacemaker defibrillator implanted in his body. Mm-hmm. So we went through it. We developed our own way of getting things done, and our doctors kept telling us, "Oh, you are the most successful at this that we have ever seen. You should write a book or something." So we joked about that for a while, and then I jumped in. In addition to what we were already doing, finding a way to find low sodium recipes, because Henry only gets 1,500 milligrams a day. Most meals are way above that by the end of the day. So we developed a process and we're very successful. And we were talking to each other and we said, you know, since Henry's event, we have met so many people who are very depressed, who are going through the same thing, and that seem to not find a way to have themselves a successful recovery. So that is what prompted the book. We're not doctors, we're not dietitians, we're just two seniors who would like to share this path with the other people that we have met, because this is a way to success and to recovery.
So this is really your personal story of how you've been successful. And Henry, you talk about in the book that, you know, your successful cardiac recovery and achieving well-being was using the power of the mind technique. So tell us a little bit about that, including the low sodium eating.
Yeah, thank you. When I got to the hospital and I was in ICU, I truly was, I was clueless and I really didn't know what was going on. But as I was feeling a little bit better, I began putting on that positive thinking hat in ICU using positive affirmations, and I started visualizing actually being home. I could visualize myself being on the couch, watching television with my wife, sitting at my desk. You know, I was drawing on that visualization of what I wanted, and I believe that was really helpful to me. And then throughout, as the diet changed, I remember the first time Ruthann served an appropriate sodium dinner, and she was concerned that I would not like it. So she shouts over, she's in the kitchen, "Well, how do I like it? How do you like it?" And the first thing I said was, "I love it," because I knew in my mind, I didn't want to go down that path of, well, I don't think it's really good, or I miss the sodium. I really made a decision in the hospital, in ICU, to just really try to be as positive I could be, because I knew I was making changes. And then throughout the process, this really was a process, Vanessa, of changing habits and learning new routines. And I know you're familiar with this type of education. And I was writing affirmations. I was saying things that were positive to my mind and using the visualization techniques.
Mm-hmm. Henry and I are involved in a weekly segment with the Pacific Institute, and we go, it's all about the power of the mind. And we're really fortunate to be with some wonderful facilitators. And I too facilitate the Pacific Institute Achieving Balance Wellbeing. And it is about the power of the mind, you know, and that approach. And I'm going to get more into that with you, Henry, but I want to just ask really quickly, Ruthann, what was it like for you in terms of making these dishes? What was that experience like for you to kind of rethink the way that you cook?
It was a challenge. Mm-hmm. In addition to, you know, in the beginning, a caregiver is pretty much carrying the load. And at that time, I was carrying the load and trying to do all the cooking. And I knew how important it was that he had the right food for him to be able to heal. So I went out and bought every salt substitute I could find. And then I learned, we have a wonderful cardiac team, and the cardiac team says, well, Ruthann, you can't use the ones that have potassium in it because that will make Henry's potassium go up and that will be bad for his heart. So those got thrown out. And then I just started experimenting. Mm. And as I got more sophisticated with it, I was searching everywhere on the internet to find recipes that I could use. And of course, that meant I could only use recipes that gave me the nutritional facts. So I would spend also hours in the grocery store reading labels. And we have discovered there's so many differences that people don't really know about. And we discuss that in the book. The same mm-hmm. company may make three products with three different levels of sodium in it. So mm-hmm. we started memorizing all that. It was mm-hmm. a challenge, but we got through it. And I had some experience with my father had heart problems. So I had a little bit of experience in knowing how important this was.
Yeah, that's awesome. And Henry, what was the process like for you, the experience of writing this book with Ruthann and kind of going through the process all over again as you're writing it? What did you take away from the process of writing this book?
That's a great question. I began writing it. It seemed to just pour out of me. I do a lot of writing, do a lot of training, development, instructional design writing. It began pouring out of me. But then I had a conversation with Ann and I when we agreed that it was really going to be our book. It wasn't going to be my book. So we decided to do this in a very collaborative way, 100% collaboration. Well, that meant that if I wrote a section, and then she had a different point of view of that section because she was perceiving it from her set of feelings and perception, and I was experiencing it from mine. So then how do you bring that together in a book? So one solution was on some sections, I would write my view, and then a little later, Ruthann would write her view. Or in some sections, she would write her view, and then I would write my view mm-hmm. after. Because what we learned, probably my most significant learning, or one of the most significant as a spouse, is that my experience and all the things I was dealing with is not necessarily what the spouse is dealing with.
Yeah.
In terms of her having her own stresses, challenges, and so that's an incredible learning experience as a spouse to really get hit on the head about how two different people who love each other, been married a long time, and yet they can still see things from two different points of view.
I love that comment too, because, you know, Ruth Ann, when you set out to take care of Henry and learn this in the cooking, it's a great example of caregivers in other areas. There's people caring for spouses who are suffering other ailments. So what would you say to people who are caring for a loved one, are the caregiver? What did you learn from this experience, whether it be the heart or Alzheimer's or another issue?
Well, first of all, I'd like to honor all caregivers out there, because it is such a sacrifice in the beginning, and they do wonderful work. The thing for me was I have a health issue too, and so I was balancing my health issue and taking care of Henry, and until he was in urgent care the second time, he just didn't get what was going on. And so there was nights where I couldn't sleep. There was nights where I'd stay up cooking. And then I figured out, as my health began to deteriorate, I got to find a balance in this. And I started doing that. You have to take care of yourself first, be able to take care of the people you love. That's the main lesson that I learned in this. And I hope all caregivers out there would do that for themselves. And they'll find that their process will be much easier if they will. And I honor them. That's a tough job. And you know the people you love, you want to take care of them, you want them to get better. And most of the time, unless it's a really terminal disease, that period will be just a few months long, and then the person will get well enough to be able to help you carry the load.
Yeah. So, Henry, walk us through your recovery, and how are you doing today?
I'm doing well today, and my recovery actually began. I remember being home, and, they said, walk. So I remember walking 2 or 3 minutes, and that felt like a lot. And then walking 4 or 5 minutes, and that felt like a lot. But I was doing that by just do a little bit every day. And lo and behold, the body adjusted to now I walk 20 minutes a day, sometimes 30, sometimes 40 minutes a day, maybe 5, 6 days a week. And I'm real pleased with that. And believe me, there's days I slip and I don't do it. But part of my recovery too is that, and I think changing the habits, is I actually kept a 3-ring binder of, I took what Ruth Ann had developed in terms of all the sodium in the meal that I was eating. And I began taking that over after a while, because she was just doing so much, and I figured out I could learn how to do that. So I began keeping a 3-ring binder of not only my exercise, my walking, but also what I was eating, and basically counting up the sodium. Part of the process was, for me, was just staying at it and doing the basics, and which a lot was the walking. Vanessa, I had little file cards sitting on a table in front of the couch, because I wasn't keeping track of how much water I was drinking. You know, they wanted me 64. Well, I'm not used to keeping track of that stuff.
Yeah,
in my mind. Yeah. So I had these little cheat sheets. You know, I had a file card I would check off when I had my water. Taking pills in the morning and in the evening, this is just I've been very healthy most of my life, and the idea of taking pills. So we developed, and it's in the book, a form where I was keeping track of the pills I took in the morning. And there was a routine, take pills after you eat, and then wait a certain amount of time, and then do the blood pressure. I actually made a chart of this. And for me, it helped me develop the habits. And it also helped Ruth Ann not have to be in that motion of, well, did you do it?
Yeah.
Have you taken it? Which can get, you know, between spouses, that can kind of get, you know, add stress, right?
Sure. Sure. We're talking with Ruth Ann Forster and Henry Liebling today. Their book, My Heart is Healing, Power of the Mind. And, you know, you talked about the power of the mind, Henry, about part of your healing. How is that for you, Ruth Ann, in terms of as a caregiver and your whole thought process, your how you thought about the whole thing you're going through, the power of your mind in this process as a caregiver?
Well, that's a good point, Vanessa. I am an NLP practitioner, so I was already familiar with these. And I think that's one of the things that helped to make Henry and I closer over the years, because we've been married 34 years, is because we both knew about this and we both agreed with it. I used those techniques during the process, and I supported 100%. Even as a doctor mentioned to Henry in urgent care, one of the reasons he probably did so well when he was in the hospital ICU was that he was using visualization and positive self-talk. And that's probably one of the reasons he got to get out of the hospital as early as he did. So I encourage it. I know that it works. If you want to change behavior, you need to use positive self-talk, visualization, and sit down and actually write down the things that you want to change, and then come up with a plan of what you need to do to change those behaviors. And behaviors will change over a period of time. It's just sticking to it that's the most important.
Yeah, the habits. And so, Henry, what are you hoping, Henry Liebling, that readers will take away from the book?
I hope they take away whatever they need. What I mean by that is, I was talking to a friend the other day, and he bought the book, and he said, this is a great book to help people who do not have a sodium consciousness about their eating. He's a very healthy guy, and he said, you're explaining the sodium thing and how to read labels, and it's very non-threatening. That's good. I met people, we meet some people in the waiting room, and we look at them when we're on a, you know, going to see the doctor, and we talk with them, and sometimes they don't have as a positive outlook right now. And believe me, I feel very humble, and I have great gratitude that I have this, and I'm not saying that I'm better than anybody. I have great humility in, you know, that I have done well with this, but I hope people get some extra motivation and some positivity if that's what they need. If they need to learn more about sodium and how to actually read food labels and to calculate. And my number was 1500. We encourage people to speak with their doctor and caregivers to find out, what is your sodium goal?
Yeah.
Because this is just, you know, whatever number I'm shooting for is specific to my body and specific to the conversation I had with my heart doctor. So we have a sense that it would be good for people to know what they think is important to them, learn from it. If people need to change habits, I think the book is good for that. Believe me, there was so much new knowledge, but I have this notion that having the knowledge, if I don't apply it, it's like, so what? And there's resources in the back of the book. The government actually has some really fantastic websites to get information about sodium and habits things of that nature.
You know, I love the fact that you're including the sodium in there, because when you think of diets, we look at the caloric intake or the fat intake or the carb intake, but not many of us are talking about sodium intake, and we don't even know the correlation between sodium intake and our heart. What was like that for you, Ruthann, you know, from your background of, you know, really focusing on the sodium issue? Was that new when you talked to the doctors, or what was your thought process on that?
Well, it was totally new to me.
Mm-hmm.
And just to elaborate a little on Henry's past answer is, what I would like for people to get out of this book, I would like for them to know that this is a process that works. I'd like for heart patients in their first month to get a hold of this book, because you're given so much information initially. This will help you kind of weed through that and see what you can use and what you can't use. I could not possibly imagine a whole day of Henry eating meals and only 1,500 milligrams of sodium. I just didn't even think that it was possible.
Yeah.
But it turns out it is. And that's the main thing for me. There's so many heart patients out there. I did not realize how many there were. I want to tell them this is a plan that works. It's very simple. It's not going to cost you a lot of money. Just take a look at the plan and see where you can put it in your life. I promise you it's going to make a difference.
So, Ruthann, do you share in the book what exactly Henry's eating and what he's doing from a sodium intake and the meals he's kind of having? Do you share recipes, or do you share, you know, what are you sharing in terms of that?
Within the book, I share my process, the difference in labels. I talk about salt substitutes. I talk about websites where mm-hmm. you can go and you can actually print out a recipe for low sodium, and the recipes will give you the sodium count under their nutritional facts. Now, a couple of nice things we found. I don't know if you knew about this. I found a baking powder that has absolutely no sodium in it. I can bake and make things for Henry that initially I thought that wasn't going to be possible, but in my research I found that I can use it with AP flour, and I can make biscuits, cornbread, can use it for cakes, muffins. I mean, it's endless what you can do. And I order it on the internet, and I mention those kinds of things in the book and give them directions mm-hmm. where they can go to find these things.
That's helpful. Can I jump in too? Sure.
So we used the phrase for a long time, like we were little mathematicians. But what I mean by that is Ruthann would come up with a recipe, put in her different substitutes, maybe use the certain kind of baking powder, and she would calculate it. And it would be like, well, if you have one, it would be like she would divide by 8. So she said, if you have one piece, you know, like 1/8 of this recipe, this is your sodium. So I knew exactly. And I can't eat. I can't eat the whole pie, or I can't eat the whole cake, but I can eat a piece, and we know the number, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So we were little calculators, and Ruthann got really good at it, and she basically taught me how to do that. I don't spend as much time cooking, but I understand it, and actually I can shop for foods now pretty well in the grocery store, because I've learned how to read the labels.
Mm-hmm.
Never knew that.
Well, go ahead, Ruthann.
I would like to recommend that your readers take a look at the book and take a look at the hot dog story. It was a great fun story to share with everyone. And I won't give it away, but there's a story in there called the hot dog story.
The hot dog story. Now I have to say, Henry, nobody should be eating a full pie or a full cake. Nobody should be eating the whole pie and the whole cake. We're talking with Ruthann Forrester and Henry Liebling here today. My Heart is Healing, Power of the Mind. How do we get the book?
Thank you very much. We've got a website. It's www.myheartishealing.com. myheartishealing.com. And our phone number is 678-777-6960.
And so, go ahead.
On the website.
Okay. It's directly from the website, myheartishealing.com?
Yes.
Okay. And, you know, it's a great book, I think, to give as a gift to somebody, too, who you know might be have some heart issues or just learning to get healthy. Maybe you have high blood pressure. Maybe your heart issues are not as serious as Henry's was, but you have do have some heart issues. So this is a great book. And maybe something to talk about as a family, because even if you're not where you were, Henry, you know, we still should be conscious of our heart health, right?
Yeah, definitely. Let me loop back on something, Vanessa, that we were talking about in the beginning. So as I changed my diet, and we would, you know, friends would come over or we would meet people, and I was like really conscious of what I was eating and paying attention, and I was pretty happy with it. And there'd be friends who would say things like, oh, this must be really hard for you, or how can you like that food? And I just didn't buy into that. That's not where I was at. Mm-hmm. And
that's because of your mindset, Henry. You already made a decision to have a positive mindset.
Made a decision.
Yeah. Yeah.
And got real intentional with it.
Well, yes. And I'd also like to say that some of this rubbed off on me. I was never a low sodium eater ever. Uh-huh. But as time went on, and I got used to cooking it and got used to tasting things to see if they were right. And I find I don't need as much sodium as I need to.
Probably none of us do. Probably none of us do, Ruth Ann. We're talking with Ruth Ann Forrester and Henry Liebling here on It's Your Community. The book is My Heart is Healing, Power of the Mind. You can get it at their website, myheartishealing.com. A couple of minutes left with both of you here today. Any last words before we let you go, Henry and Ruth Ann?
Nothing's coming to mind. The process left me feeling much more grateful. I think I'm today in a mode of just being grateful for little things and being happy with that. And just really grateful for my doctors. I'm grateful that all this happened at a time with incredible science and technology. I'm grateful for the facilities I was in. I'm grateful for my wife and all she did. And I feel good about me that I stepped up also. And there's a lot of gratefulness in me today that was not in me before this incident.
And I'd like to add that we're very lucky in that Henry has doctors who focus on him having a healthy life, not on preventing him from being sick. I think that attitude makes a difference.
Oh, what a great point. Well, thank you so much, Ruth Ann Forrester and Henry Liebling, for being with us here on It's Your Community today.
Thank you. Thank you, Vanessa.
Pleasure to be with you.
Pleasure to be with you, too. My Heart is Healing, Power of the Mind. The book is by Ruth Ann Forrester and Henry Liebling. You can get the book by going to their website, myheartishealing.com, myheartishealing.com. If you have any questions or comments or show topics you want me to get to, Vanessa Denha, you can go to epiphanycommunications.com and message me there. You can find me on any of my social media platforms. I'm on X or LinkedIn, on Instagram, and Epiphany Communications on Facebook. As always, we remind you, our listeners, to connect, communicate, and to collaborate with your community. We'll catch you next time right here on It's Your Community.
It's Your Community, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.